The first question from Mandy is, how may biosimilars lead to cost savings in the context of an IVD medical home?
Biosimilars are approved by the FDA in comparison to their reference product. Per the FDA, biosimilars have no clinically meaningful differences from a reference product in safety, purity, or potency. Therefore, biosimilars having the same dosing and administration usually are less expensive compared to reference products, and many insurance plans are covering biosimilars. Therefore, using a biosimilar in an IVD medical home may create savings opportunities depending on the insurance. Patients will have to check with their insurance to make sure that their insurance company covers the particular biosimilar. If they do, this may mean a lower out-of-pocket expense. For example, there may be a lower copay.
Next question, can you discuss value-based care as it relates to biosimilars, biologics, oral therapies, and immunosuppression? What could this mean for the IVD medical home?
I think this is a unique opportunity from a pharmaceutical perspective or medicine perspective. The IVD medical home would allow better coordination of care, especially for the monitoring of the efficacy and safety of medications, which could include the medications listed, such as biosimilars, biologics, oral therapies, and immunosuppression. In addition, having the IVD medical home, if other medications are introduced into the patient's therapy, they could also be monitored as well.
What challenges do you foresee with payers in obtaining prior authorization in the context of an IVD medical home?
I think for starters, it's important to know whether or not the patient's insurance company will cover the biosimilar. With the recent advent of biosimilars, some insurance companies are still requiring the reference or brand product to be tried first before moving to a biosimilar. Therefore, it's greatly important to know that before prescribing a biosimilar to a patient. One thing to note about the prior authorization process is that if a patient has a prior authorization for the brand name product and there is going to be a conversion to the biosimilar, a new prior authorization is needed. This is important for timing processes, as sometimes prior authorizations can take quite some time to obtain.
Do you have some tools or tips you would recommend to address roadblocks by payers or others to approve therapy?
I think it's really looking to see what other hospitals, institutions, or others in the country have done to show that biosimilars can lead to overall reduction in costs in patient care, to show them that biosimilars are okay to use.
Let's close with some best practice tips. What can community clinicians do today to improve cost savings in the care of their patients with IVD?
In closing with some best practice tips, in my practice area, I work in a large health system, and thinking about it, it's this coordination of all kinds of care, which would relate great to an IVD medical home. I think there has to be communication with all players in patient care, whether that be prescribers or the physicians or the nurses that are taking care of the patient. And I think one of the things is to stress there are cost savings opportunities for patients that we can recommend.